My dear ones, you are here today to learn something new, something special, very special. Attending your schools, you learn so many subjects. You learn language, history, geography, science, etc. They are all very good. They will be very helpful in your daily life in future. But what you are going to learn today is something so special that it will keep on helping you throughout the life and give much better results than anything else that you learn. What you will learn today? Today you will learn how to live. How to live a peaceful life, a harmonious life, a healthy, wholesome life. Such healthy life is always good for you and good for everybody. And what is a healthy life? What is wholesome life? A wholesome life is a life when you don't perform any unwholesome action by your body or your speech. No unwholesome action. And what is an unwholesome action? Any action that will disturb the peace and harmony of other people is an unwholesome action. Any action that will hurt and harm other people is an unwholesome action. When you make people unhappy, you are also bound to become unhappy. And this is not a proper way of life. So one must learn how to live a healthy, wholesome life. How to abstain from all unwholesome actions, which is not possible unless you have control over your mind, unless you are master of your own mind. So long as you live the life remaining a slave of your mind, then you can't perform wholesome actions. All the time you are carried away by this mad mind to do this unwholesome action or that unwholesome action because you have no control. You are not the master of your mind. You will learn today an exercise, a technique, how to become master of your own mind. Even now you must be noticing that when you have no control over your mind, you always do things which usually, normally you would not have liked to do, and yet you do it. Say, for example, you are suffering from very, very heavy cold, cough, sneeze, and your mother says, "This is not the time to take ice cream. Don't take it." And you are a good boy, a good girl, yes. I should not take. Ice cream will be so harmful. I should not take. And after some time, when you find the mother is not there, and you are alone and the refrigerator is there, and it attacks you, and you open it, and from the freezer you take out the ice cream and start eating it. And the result? Worse cold. And worse unhappiness. With the cold and the cough, you can't feel happy. You make yourself unhappy and then you repent, oh, I should not have done that, it was too bad. And yet you do. You had been to your school and you were late there. And your teacher scolded you, shouted at you, punished you, and you felt very ashamed with all your classmates. And you decided, next time I should not do this. It was my mistake, not the mistake of my teacher. I did late. I should not come late. Next time this will never happen. Yes, you would have strongly told me this will never happen. The next day while you are going towards your school, you pass by the playground and you find some boys playing cricket. Ah, wonderful cricket. Just a few minutes, let me see. Few minutes only, let me see. And this few minutes turn to 10 minutes, 15 again you are late. This happens so many ways, at so many times, and you feel ashamed. And you again make determination, and again you fail. Why? You are not the master of your mind. And unless you develop the mastery of your mind, how can live you a proper life, a wholesome life, a healthy life? Your life will always be unhappy. You can't find peace and harmony in your life. Therefore, this particular technique which you are going to learn now, this exercise of mind will make you master of your own mind. And you will find you will be successful everywhere. In your studies, future life, everywhere you will be successful. Before you start learning this technique, you have to just abstain. Abstain from unwholesome action. You abstain from killing. You abstain from stealing. You abstain from misconduct. You abstain from speaking lies, or harsh words, or backbiting words, such words which will hurt others. And you abstain from taking any kind of intoxicant. And you have to observe them. For which you require a strong mind, controlled mind, and the practice that you will do will help you to control your mind. Then you will find all this you are following very easily. So it helps you to start concentration of your mind. And the concentration of the mind will help you to live a good life, a healthy life, a harmonious life, a wholesome life. Now to start this technique, this exercise, to control the mind, anapana meditation. Now what is this anapana meditation? It is an ancient language word. Anapana means the breath coming in, the breath going out. And it is anapana sati. Sati means awareness, mindfulness. You are aware of the breath coming in, the breath going out. Natural breath, normal breath, as it comes in naturally. As it goes out, naturally. Don't make it a breathing exercise. Don't try to control the breath. If it is long, it is long. Just accept. This is a long breath. If it is short, it is short. Just accept. As it is. If it passes through the left nostril, just accept passing through the left nostril, or passing through the right nostril, or maybe passing through both the nostrils. Natural, normal, as it is, as it is. And another important thing, see that you don't add any word to it, no other word. Just the breath as it is, no verbalization, necessary to use any word along with it. Breath as breath. This will make your practice observing pure breath. That is only breath, nothing but breath. And this will help you later on, when you take the next step of purifying the mind, at a later stage, this will be very helpful to you. Therefore, natural breath and pure breath. Understand that? And now you can start working. Start. Sit comfortably. Comfortably. Any posture that suits you, that keeps you comfortable, is a good posture. But see that you keep your back and your neck straight. Whenever you find it is bent down, straighten up. And also see that you keep your eyes gently closed. Because eyes have got no function to feel the breath. Your mind is feeling the breath. So keep the eyes closed. And when the eyes are closed, no purpose of wearing spectacles. So take off the spectacles. Keep your mouth also gently closed. Because you have to breathe through the nostrils and not through the mouth. Through your nostrils. And then focus your entire attention on the area. The area at the entrance of the nostrils. So keeping attention at the entrance of the nostrils, you will be aware of the breath coming in. You will be aware of the breath going out. Just start doing that. You are aware. You are aware. Natural breath. As it is. As it is. Of course, because of the old habit pattern of the mind, it will slip away. And when you realize the mind has wandered away, again come back. Bring it back on the awareness of respiration. Time and again, it will keep on wandering away. And you will bring it back. This is your exercise. How you are becoming master of your mind. All these days you are a slave of your mind. And the old habit, the mind will keep on making you run here and there. No, only breath, nothing but breath. Whenever you feel like changing, change your posture. But see that you change it very slowly, very quietly, so that you don't disturb your neighbor. Slowly, quietly. And even when you are changing your posture, you are aware of your breath. Don't miss your breath. You are aware of the breath and you are changing your posture. See that your mind remains more and more concentrated on this area with the awareness of the breath. Keep trying. Keep trying. You will be successful, no doubt. But you have to work. Keep working. Keep working. Aware of the incoming breath. Aware of the outgoing breath. They mean very alert, very attentive, very vigilant. All the time aware of the breaths, incoming breath, outgoing breath, incoming breath. Outgoing breath. May you all be successful. May you all be happy, be peaceful, be successful.